Yankee baseball time again. This is Bob Delaney welcoming you to another baseball game brought to you by the makers of Valentine Beer. Once again, Mel Allen, Red Barber, and Phil Rizzuto are at hand to bring you the play-by-play. Well, looks like they're all set to go down on the field, so let's us get set as the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer for the 26th straight year as baseball's largest continuous radio and TV sponsor brings you Yankee Baseball. This broadcast comes to you by courtesy of the Atlantic Refining Company and P. Valentine & Sons in cooperation with Sports Network. We're all set now for the Yankee baseball game, so let's go down and pick up the starting lineup.
This professor. It is a boiling sun. I'm not kidding, our desk right here. I don't know how hot it is in the sun, but if we were to break two eggs right here, we wouldn't need anything to fry them in. That's the truth. Real, this kind of weather's getting shaky. Yes, sir, I hope you got plenty of that crisp pressure right by your side. And the morning line on the temperature was 84 degrees. But as the fellow says, if that's the morning line, I'll make books that the odds have changed. At least in the sun, it's got to be more than 84. Is somebody, the Weather Bureau, forecast variable cloudiness, hot and humid. The battery for today's game, hot and humid. But just out of sheer meanness, let's find out how hot it is. Well, Bill, can you call somebody or find out what the weather, local weather bureau is, find out how hot it is in the sun? Senators, take the field. I'll tell you this, we have to take our arms off this desk because it's that hot. It's not a complaint, just a report. I'd love to do this 190 days a year. The Yankees will have Bobby Richardson leading off, second base, Tony Kubek shortstop, Roger Maris right field, Mickey Mantle center, Yogi Berra in left, Elston Howard catching, Bill Scowen first base, Sweet Boyer third, Bill Stafford pitching. And for the Senators, it's Hinton in left, O'Connell third, Zipfel first, King in right, Keo center, Johnson short, Cottier second, Daly catching, Donovan pitching, and now our national anthem. For today's game for New York, Stafford and Howard. And for Washington, Donovan and Daly. Dick Donovan just now coming out to the mound. And the best battery tomorrow, baseball and Valentine beer, the crisp professor. The Yankees will be home. I was just making gestures with Frank Yumon out there. Hey, Frank. You can fry a couple of eggs on here.
The Yankees will be home on Tuesday night with the Chicago White Sox, Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. And those will be the final three games at the stadium until September the 1st, when the Detroit Tigers come in on a Friday night for a weekend series. There remain only 18 playing days, 18 playing dates at Yankee Stadium. So for those who sometimes hesitate to, well, I'll go next week or next week, you know, we're getting down for the short stroke. Bobby Richardson leads off. Dick Sonovan ready to work. Veteran right-hander with a record of 7-8, making his 16th appearance. Swings to the windup. Around comes the right arm. Here's the pitch, and Bobby takes it low for a ball. Dick lost his first five decisions, to give you an idea of the kind of ball he's been pitching lately. And all five decisions were one-run losses. So he has won seven and lost three in his last 10 decisions. The pitch, Bobby swings and sends a fly ball into left center, taken by center fielder Marty Keogh, and there's one away. Now Tony Kubek. Kubek hitting 293. Roger Maris on deck. Bob Stewart back to the plate. Charlie Berry umpiring at first. Joel Insulata at second. And Frank Newmont at third. The pitch to Tony is low and inside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Danny O'Connell in close to third. Donovan's pitch to Tony in there for a strike. We've had a later weather report. Weather actually doesn't matter too much, except in the case, you know, of rain, it might shorten the game. But at the same time, it's unusually warm. It also has an effect on pitchers, particularly, and on some of the players. Tony Kubek swings and bounces to the box. Donovan has it, throws on over to Zipfel, and they're two away. But we have checked again. It's 4 degrees higher than it was when we first told you. The weather recording, you know, this is a recording, 88 degrees. But it's got to be more than that in the sun. I would say it's 100 degrees easily in the sun, and that's no exaggeration. Roger Maris up, hitting 275. Dick Donovan's pitch, low and inside, ball one. No score, first inning. Donovan has won his last four decisions, beating Baltimore 1-0, Kansas City 7-1, New York 12-2, and Minnesota 2-1. He's allowed only four runs in the last 36 innings. Now the pitch to Roger, swung on line to deep right center field, and it's going to be up against the wall. Pounding away from King, and Rod turning first, goes into second with an eased up double. Roger Maris lines the double into right center. His 14th. Up comes Mickey Mantle, hitting 326. Of course, Weather Bureau temperatures are recorded in the shade of the old apple tree. Two outs and one on. Maris on second. Dick Donovan ready to pitch the mantle. Barra on deck. Two away. Donovan to the stretch, checks the runner. Here's the pitch to Mick, and it's inside, ball one. Outfield swung far around to the right. Mantle struck out all of left field. Not quite all, but most of it. Naturally, they know he's going to be trying to pull. Infield shaded well around toward first.
One ball, no strike.
Dick in the stretch. Maris leads off second. The pitch to Mantle. Swung on, foul back. Strike one, one and one.
One ball, one strike.
Donovan into the stretch. Here's the pitch to Mantle. Swung on, foul back again. Strike two. One and two. Mick trying to lift up on the ball. And Donovan's ahead of him. One and two. You know, when a pitcher knows what a hitter is going to try to do, he can shift his pattern on him, and he's got good control. He has the edge.
One ball, two strikes. Two outs and Maris on second.
Stunner to right-hander all set. End of the stretch. Here's the pitch, and Mantle takes it way up high. Ball 2-2-2. High and tight, back him away. Setting him up for something. That was what we call a weight pitch. You let a hitter look at a certain speed pitch, and then you come back with something entirely different. Designed to disturb the timing.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
Maris moving off second. Donovan into the stretch. You look around the pitch, and Mantle swings, lifts a high fly ball to right field. Not deep enough. Jim King under it, and makes the catch. Side retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. End of the first half, the first inning. New York nothing, and Washington coming to bat.
Take along a zigzag, jolly, jolly zigzag. Take along a zigzag, a fuzzy valentine. You have one bat, a beer, big can of beer. So friendly, refreshing any time. Valentine, valentine, no doubt. Valentine, just right. It's a great, free, pleasure valentine. And we are the hand, holy valentine in hand. Take the jolly zigzag.
Next time, take along a six-pack, a jolly six-pack of Ballantine beer. It carries with ease, cools in a breeze, and best of all, it gives you six icy cold cans of the crisp refresher.
Take along a six-pack, jolly, jolly six-pack of ice cold Ballantine beer.
Last half of the first inning, Chuck Hinton leading off, Danny O'Connell on deck, and Bud Zipfel to follow. Bill Stafford, the pride of Athens, New York. Deputy sheriff when he's not playing ball. Getting ready to work for the right-hand hitting Chuck Hinton. Stafford's 26th appearance, has a record of 9-5. Bill to the windup, and the pitch is low, ball one. Bill has not won a game since the 25th of July, though he's made three starts since. Here's a pitch, swung on, a little lower foul off to the left of the plate. In two of the games, he was not involved in the final decision. And the Yankees won the two games, so he didn't get credit for it. He lost one of them. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed on a nice changeup. On the 30th of July, Steve Barber pitched his fifth shutout and beat Stafford.
Then the Yanks beat Minnesota 8-5 in 10. Arroyo got the win in relief. Stafford's arm tightened on him as it did last time in the 10-inning game against Los Angeles, which the Yankees won 5-4. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. 2-2. Foot 1, 185 pound, 23-year-old Bill Stafford. The right-hander to the windup, pitch to Hinton. Swung on, fouled off, back of first, out of play. Hinton batting 264. Tomorrow we have a doubleheader to the first game at 1 o'clock. Now the windup and the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Chuck Hinton, who got off to a very poor start hitting, but has lifted his average while it's only 264. He's been hitting around 300 mark the last few weeks. And he's very fast. Gets a lot of leg hits at times when he's fool on a ball. And he's got some power, too. Now the delivery. Swung on, line by short to left center for a base hit. Mantle up with the ball and whips it back in quickly. He knows that Hinton might take that extra base. Chuck Hinton lines a single to center. Hinton batted 369 with Stockton last year. Now coming up is Danny O'Connell, batting 280. Boyer moves in a little. The pitch is bunted at and missed. The throw down to first, and he's safe. Just missed the tag on the throw, had him beaten. A good fall away slide by Hinton avoided Moose's tag. Howard had him beaten. As O'Connell missed the bunt, and Hinton was way off. Nothing in one to count on Danny O'Connell. Boyer shortened up. He's in on the grass. There he goes. The pitch is swung on and loose one in the short left. And it's for base hit, and Hinton's on his way north to third. And then goes back to second as Yogi fires in to Boyer. Hinton could have gone to third easily. But as he turned second, he didn't know where the ball was. He saw it in the air and then looked around. He went a quarter of the way toward third, then scrambled back to second. But Danny O'Connell punches one one-handed just over the infield for a single to left. And the Senators have some business during here in the first inning with nobody out and the power coming up. Bud Zipfel, Jimmy King, and Marty Keogh. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. The pitch to Zipfel. He bunts. And the play is to first base. They got one. Hinton moves to third. O'Connell to second. But Zipfel sacrifices. But Zipfel, who belted one into the bullpen last night, sacrifices. And here's Jim King, batting 275, a left-hand batter, takes the strike, nothing in one. The pitch swung on as a drive, it's deep foul down the right field line. Strike two, nothing in two. And Elston Howard asked for time without to talk to Stafford. Often, when a catcher goes out to talk to a pitcher, it isn't just a change of signs with a runner on second who might pick him up and relay him the hitter. Sometimes he tells the pitcher, look, you're not following through enough, you're not breaking your wrist enough on your curve, you're not giving that extra effort. Sometimes a pitcher won't be quite aware of it. No balls, two strikes. Runners on second and third. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and fouled back out of play. Nothing in two. Hinton on third, O'Connell on second, and one out in the first inning. No scores yet. The two-strike pitch to Jim King. Swung on and fouled back out of play. The Senators are in the throes of a losing streak, and the Yankees in the heights of a winning streak. Percentage-wise, they both have to come to an end. There's a day tomorrow. That's baseball. Great game of percentage. Hinton leads off third. O'Connell off second. Stafford to the windup. The pitch to Jim King. Swung on. Hit to Kubek. He one-hands it. Throws over to first in. Chase is called in. As Hinton scores. And Moose's high game with Perry. O'Connell went to third. It's an infield hit for King. Moose argues the call. It's a run for Washington. Hinton scoring. O'Connell going to third. And Marty Keogh coming up. And Bobby Richardson's over to argue with Perry on that one. Moose and Bobby argue. They had Jim out by half a step. But Charlie Berry says no. A big play. Now, Phil Stafford still operating with one out, and Marty Keogh up, O'Connell on third. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 1-0 in favor of the Senators. King driving in his 30th run. Runners lead away from first and third. The pitch is low for a ball. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Runners lead away from first and third. The pitch, and there's a bunt effort. Missed. Runners are protecting themselves. A 1-2 count. Theo is trying to bunt for a base hit. The Yankees have won 9 in a row, and the Senators have lost 7 in a row. But the Senators, as far as the Yankees are concerned on the season, have almost battled him to a standstill. The Yankees have won 6, the Senators 5. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Keo strikes out. Now coming up is Bob Johnson. Johnson hitting 257. Lead away from first and third. The pitch is swung on, bounded to short. Kubek up with it over to Richardson for the fourth out at second. And the side is retired. King forced at second. Kubek to Richardson. One run for Washington. Three hits. No Yankee errors and two men left on base. At the end of the first inning, the Senators won. The Yankees, nothing. Now, for those of you who didn't get the complete scores of last night's games, the Yankees beat Washington 12-5 as Maris and Mantle both homering. Maris getting his 42nd, Mantle his 44th. While the Minnesota Twins were defeating the Detroit Tigers, thus giving the Yankees a 4-game edge. Cleveland beat Los Angeles 3-2. Baltimore beat Boston 6-3. And Chicago shut out Kansas City 1-0. And the highlight in the National League was the victory of Milwaukee over Chicago 2-1 as Warren Spahn won his 300th Major League game. One of 14 who've won 300 or more. Couldn't have happened to a greater or a nicer guy. Pittsburgh shut out Philadelphia 6-0. And the game curtailed at the end of 6 innings because of rain. San Francisco beat Cincinnati 4-2 in the only other game scheduled, leaving Los Angeles a game and a half in front of the Red Legs. Today, we have nothing to report so far, except in the National League. Philadelphia Pittsburgh scoreless at the end of an inning. Owens against Mizell. Now, in the first half of the second inning, Yogi Berra leads off. hitting 283. Dick Donovan, who has regained the touch that made him a star of the White Sox, and after five consecutive heartbreaking defeats, has come along to win seven of his last 10 and four in a row. Has a good sinker, among other pitches. Into the windup and the delivery. Outside for a ball. Got a good sinker, slider, curve, fastball, and change of pace. Sinker's a great pitch against the slugging team, because you have to lift the ball off that ground if you can make them hit that pitch. That's a figure speech. The delivery is in there for a strike, one and one. Howard on deck and Scowron to follow. 1-0 Washington. It's the second inning. Now Dick Donovan swings to the windup and the pitch. It's low. Ball two, two and one. Hinton in left, Keough in center, King in right, O'Connell third, Johnson short, Cartier second. Zip ball first. Bailey catching. Donovan pitching to Yogi, who swings and fouls it. Ball hits the mask of the catcher. 2-2 count. You'd be interested in knowing that there are 300 fans here today from Matthews, Virginia. And the Matthews High School Band played the national anthem. Two balls, two strikes. Donovan into the windup, and the pitch to Yogi. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Yogi went for a high inside pitch. One away. Now Elston Howard. Batting 365. The pitch to Ellie. Inside, ball one. One to nothing, Washington. It's the second inning. Dick Donovan delivers, and Howard swings and fouls it back. Ellie was ripping through the distance that time. Actually, this year he shortened his swing and was not trying to go for the long ball often, and was able thereby to improve his average. Although he started hitting some long ones a few weeks ago. He's only had 11 this season. One ball, one strike. Dick Donovan's overhand pitch is over. Strike two, one and two. You know, when people ask you questions about what's going to happen and all that sort of thing, here's a great example. Dick Donovan lost his touch. The White Sox let him go. Boom, he discovered something he was doing wrong. Wherever it was, he picked it up. How can you know? The 1-2 delivery, and Howard swings, and a broken bat bounded to third. O'Connell up with it, throws to first. O'Connell had to avoid the bat. That ball, fastball tail right in on Howard, hit him right on the handle. And I mean right on the handle. It broke off. Ellie has the handle in his hand. The four fists of the bat went flying down at O'Connell, who ducked the bat, grabbed the ball. And now for an encore. Here's Bill Scowron, hitting 281. 1-0 center to second inning. The pitch is, it's a foul ball. It hits the bat. Moose is taking. Donovan's sinker is moving into the right-hand hitters. Two down now in the second. Now the wind up, the pitch. Foul again as Moose started to check his swing. And Moose is just standing there now with his hand on his hip and wondering what in the world is going on. You know what, it looks as if he's throwing a right-hand screwball. A 1-2 count. Donovan again to the windup. And the pitch. Inside, fastball, 1-2.
That can make a pitcher real effective. He can throw, say, to a right-hand hitter. He can throw a fastball that tails into him and also a screwball that winds up tailing into him. It looks like it's going to be a slider or a breaking pitch going the other way. You got a lot to think about.
The 1-2 delivery to Scallon. Swung on and missed. Strike three, curving, and the side is retired. And I'd say Mr. Donovan's on his game. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of an inning and a half, Washington 1, New York nothing. What a day for the Chris Professor. Of course, any day is a good day for the Chris Professor. And any day is an easy day for you to do something that's very easy. That is to carry home those easy-to-carry, easy-to-open six-packs. Valentine beer goes over big with people bent on fun and pleasure.
And you're always just thirsty.
After all, pleasure is the purpose of the Chris Professor. Your very first swallow and each one to follow tells you that this is the beer you've been thirsting for. Today's Valentine is light and crisp and golden. It's the light beer with true lager flavor. More than 5 million glasses of Valentine beer enjoyed every day. Why don't you take two, four, or more pleasure pack, six packs of the Chris Professor home with you? Valentine beer, the Chris Professor. We pause for station identification.
Yankee Baseball coming to you over Quality Modern, WOKO, Albany, New York, 1460 on the dial. The time in 20 seconds, 2 p.m.
Last half of the second inning in Washington. Bottom third of the order. Chuck Cartier leads off. Pete Davey on deck and Dick Donovan to follow. Senators lead 1-0. Bill Stafford pitching. Cartier hitting 218. Right-hand batter. Takes fastball a little outside, perhaps a little high. Ball one. One ball, no strike. Stafford's next pitch. Inside, ball two. A 2-0 count. Now the 2-0 pitch. In there, 2-1. Bob Stewart back to the plate. Now the pitch. Swung on. There's a fly ball down the left field line. Yogi chasing it. He's not going to get to it. It's foul. It's foul. Two-two count. Here's a 2-2 pitch. It's in there for call strike three. Term of breaking delivery. One away. Bob Stewart, originally from Rhode Island, lives in Blackstone, Massachusetts. The other way around.
Brown, born in Blackstone, Massachusetts, and lives in Forestdale, Rhode Island. Here now is Pete Daly, takes the strike. Charlie Berry from Phillipsburg, New Jersey, umpiring down at first, an All-American football player at Lafayette, Major League catcher. Now the pitch, high for ball, an official in professional football, Major League umpire, has a nephew here today, going to be in the running for All-America honors at Penn State, name's Meidinger. Pitch is low for a ball, he's an end. 2-1. Joel Insulata is born in Brooklyn. Lives in Hollywood, Florida now, out at second base. First year in the league. The 2-1 pitch on the way to Daly. Swung on, a little tap, hit slowly toward the mound. Off to the left goes Stafford, up with it, throws to Scourin, and they're two away. Check swing. And the batter will be Dick Donovan. Good hitting pitcher. And he'll get a hand coming up. Frank Eumann at third base, born in Staten Island, lives in Dunellen, New Jersey. Donovan bats left-handed, takes the strike. Donovan used to hit the long ball more than he has been lately. He's a guy you have to reckon with up there. The pitch is swung on and fouled back, and it's going to be out of play. No balls, two strikes. Two games tomorrow, and our air time will be 12:55. They start here 1 o'clock on Sunday. Washington 1, New York nothing. Second inning. Here's a two-strike pitch. Low fastball. 1-2. Raleigh Hensley coaching at third and George Case at first. Two pretty good ball players in their day. Now the 1-2 offering to Donovan. Swung on and foul tipped into the mitt. Strike three. Sides retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of two innings of play, Washington one run, three hits, no errors, two left on. The Yankees, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left on. Yankees are home Tuesday night, Wednesday and Thursday afternoon. Final three playing dates at the stadium until September the 1st. And don't forget, September the 9th is Whitey Ford Day, and we'll be telling you a little bit more about that. Whitey is going to do something that I hope some of you fans will want to contribute to. If you feel so inclined, but it'll be in the nature of a good cause in which you will be aiding some worthy and underprivileged folks and at the same time help honoring a grand guy and the doted little left-hander. Los Angeles at Cleveland, Duren and Grant. Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, scoreless end of two innings. Owens and Mizell, that's all we have to report right now. The Yankee Stadium advance ticket window will be open all day tomorrow for your ticket shopping for the three games coming up at the stadium Tuesday night, Wednesday and Thursday afternoon for the White Sox. And then for that big weekend series with the Tigers starting Friday night, September 1st, and for the big games ahead in September. Cleet Foyer leads off now in the third inning, 1-0 in favor of Washington. Right-hander Dick Donovan swings to the windup. And the pitch. Foyer takes it inside, ball one. One ball, no strike. Donovan flips and Boyer swings and bounces it foul down the third baseline. Strike one. The Yankees will run into a couple of pretty good pitchers tomorrow in Marty Katina and Benny Daniels. Daniels beat him last time here. Ralph House will counter with Bud Daly and Jim Coates. One ball, one strike. 1-0 Washington, third inning. On a blazing hot day. The 1-1 pitch, and Cleet Boyer swings and bounces it to third on a hop. Danny O'Connell throws on over to first in time. One away. Thus, so far, Roger Maris has been the only one able to solve Donovan. That doubly lined to right center. Here's Bill Stanford. Goes to the windup. Around comes the right arm. The pitch swung on. Little tap to third to O'Connell. He has it. Throws on over to first. Two away. Danny O'Connell has had three chances out of the last four batters. Now Bobby Richardson, the leadoff man. Fly to left center in the first inning. The pitch to Bobby. Swung on a grounder to O'Connell. He's up with it, and Danny throws out to side. Danny O'Connell tosses out to side. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And at the end of 2.5 innings of play, Washington 1, New York nothing.
The crisp refresher is actually light.
With true lager flavor, precisely right.
The crisp refresher is actually right.
Lively golden, crystally clear.
The crisp refresher, crisp refresher.
Valentine.
With your first swallow and everyone to follow, today's Valentine delivers a funny, mellow taste that really refreshes. Since people know quality when they taste it, over 5 million glasses of Valentine beer are enjoyed every day.
So clap your hands, clap your feet, clap your fingers, and that's the man for Valentine.
The crisp refresher.
Valentine, Valentine beer.
Since 1840,
America's finest.
Half the third inning. 1-0 in favor of Washington. Top of the order, Chuck Hinton, Danny O'Connell, and Bud Zippel. Hinton singled to center in the first inning. Stafford to the windup, the pitch, the right hand batter is in there. Hinton came around on singles by O'Connell and King. Now the one-strike pitch. Swung on and missed. Good curve. Nothing in two. No balls. Two strikes. Now the delivery. Way up high overhead of Hinton, Howard, and Stewart. Ball, two strikes. And the 1-2 delivery. Curve is misses. Ball two. 2-2. Stafford and Howard thought they had a strike. The Union said no. Two balls, two strikes. Getting ready. Swings to the windup. Around comes the right arm. The pitch is swung on. There's a drive deep to left, going foul. Count remains 2-2. Got out in front of that one too much.
They've got the new stadium pretty well on its way down here. That's where we understand we'll be next year. Flew over it the other day. Last trip we're in here. Beautiful looking thing. The 2-2 offering to Chuck Hinton. Swung on it. Missed. Strike three. Three strikeouts for Stafford. Four strikeouts for Stafford. Three of the last four men. Now Danny O'Connell. Swing to left field in the first inning. Cleet Boyer moves in dead to the infield grass. Outfield toward left. The pitch to Danny. Outside. Ball one. Right-hand hitter. Danny's been around enough to learn how to move that ball around as the pitch dictates. He can punch it throughout the field, though generally it'll pull. You hit a lot to right center. Here's the pitch. Fastball over. Strike one. One and one. Stafford put a little extra on that one. Bud Zip foul on deck. And the 1-1 pitch to O'Connell. It's over the outside corner, breaking pitch, 1-2. Stafford seems to be picking up now after his first inning misery. One ball, two strikes. And the sidearm curve is popped up. Kubek is under it. And they're two away. Now Bud Zipfel, who sacrificed in the first inning. Former Yankee farmhand, who is one of the 15 that every American League club had to put on a list, from which the two new clubs selected seven players. They hated to part company with him. He's a pretty good prospect. Left-hand batter, six, high for balls. Last night, he just chopped at a ball, and honest to goodness, he hit it 440 feet for a homer. But, you know, run a hard swing. Just up from Houston. Here's the pitch, and it's over the outside corner for a strike, 1-1. They figure he's got the makings of a star. One ball, one strike. Nothing center to the third inning. Now the pitch. He held off on a change of pace. Ball two, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. And the 2-1 pitch. In there, strike two, 2-2. A 2-2 count. The next pitch, inside, around the knees. Full count now, 3-2. Threw him a fastball. Getting a little cloudy. I love hot weather. I don't know about you, but I love it. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the left of the plate. Boyer comes digging over, and he made the catch. Nice play by Cleet Boyer. I'll tell you the truth, I never saw it. But we're behind third base, and he came in underneath our overhanging leg. I heard him, throw him on over, and I heard those footsteps stamping in the gravel. And just watched the umpire. Went up for the hand, and he's out, and saw the boys coming off the field. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of three innings of play, Washington, one run, three hits, no errors, two left on. Yankees, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. The scoreboard is there. Mother Hubbard.
Los Angeles, Cleveland, Duran, and Grant. That's all we have to report on so far. The American League and the National League. Philadelphia, Pittsburgh scoreless at the end of two, Owens and Mizell. Doubleheader tomorrow, air time. 12:55. Yankees are home Tuesday night, Wednesday and Thursday afternoon. They'll be all until September the 1st. Don't forget September the 9th is Whitey Ford Day. And every day is Ladies' Day until Rizzuto Day.
Okay, Mel, and it's a hot day today, too, as I know you've told the folks. Johnny Kubek will be leading off for the Yankees. But, Dave, you've got picnic plans in mind in this weather. Remember to take along a six-pack of Ballantine beer. Carries with ease, cools in a breeze, and best of all, it brings you six saucy cans of the crisp refresher. Man, that sounds good. Johnny Kubek, who hit back to the box in the first inning, leading off for the Yankees here in the top of the fourth. Donovan's pitch is over, strike called. Yankees have had just one hit off Donovan, not a double by Roger Maris in the first inning with two outs. Donovan ready. His pitch is bunted in front of the plate. Daly up with it, throws to first. In time, what a pretty play. Zip Bellmay stretching out. And had he not stretched out, that ball would have hit Kubek in the back. A pretty play by Pete Daly, who had to go out to field that punt. And then by Zip Bell, the tall, rangy first baseman who really reached out and made the play possible. One away. Here's Roger Maris, who, as we told you, doubled. Off the scoreboard in right field in the first inning. Roger with 42 homers and 104 runs batted in. Batting mantle by two homers. It's Maris. Inside, ball one. Roger's one RBI ahead of Mickey. Here's the windup. Pitch low inside. Two balls, no strikes on Maris. It's starting to get a little cloudy overhead. At least the sun has gone in. Won't be quite as bad for the ball players now as it has been. Dickie Dick Donovan into the windup. The right-hander's pitch is a foul over right in the center of his dugout. Nice play by their trainer. One-handed that ball. Tom McKenna, the trainer for the Senators. Two balls, one strike on Maris with one out, nobody on, and on deck, Mickey Mantle. Donovan's next pitch is high, ball three. 3-1. Senators picked up a run in the first inning. And that's what they lead by, 1-0. A 3-1 count on Roger Maris. Lined up by Donovan. His pitch is a ground ball foul outside of first base, slowing down the right field corner. Oh, another fine play by a spectator this time. Full count on Maris. Donovan has really been red hot, winning his last four games, all of them complete games. One was a shutout, and he allowed only one earned run in each of the other three. So he's really been rough. But also a slow start this year, too, losing his first five decisions. The playoff pitch is another ground foul outside of first. And another one-hand play. That's three in a row. One by the center, the trainer, and two by fans. Malice is the only fellow who's given Donovan trouble up to this point. He doubled in the first inning, and now he's fouled off a couple. He's got a 3-2 count. The pitch is fouled back out of play. All the ball players' uniform shirts are completely soaked with perspiration. Looking down at Danny O'Connell, who right now is playing shortstop against Maris. Bob Johnson, the shortstop, is playing second base. Chuck Cotty is playing short right field. And Bud Zipfel deep at first base. They're really overshifting on Maris. What a hole he's got down left field. Chuck Hinton is over almost in center field. The pitch is hit high in the air to right field. That could be a high drive. That's going out of here for home. Ties up the ball game at 1-1. And that's his 43rd of the year. His second in as many games here in this series at Griffith Stadium. And it gives him 105 runs batted in. And that was a high fly ball that carried well over the right field fence. So we've got a brand new ball game, and here's Mantle. Mantle flies to right field in the first inning. It's to Mickey. Strike call. So Maris, who at home and in every ballpark but Griffith Stadium up to last night, has now hit two in a row. One last night and one today. One strike pitch outside. 1-1. Nobody on. It's to Mickey. It's foul tip back of the plate. One ball, two strikes. That's why this Yankee lineup is so tough. They've got power right on down the line. You never know who's going to hit one out. Pitcher cannot ease up on anybody. Other lineups have a breather here or there. Pitch to Mickey. Curve low inside. Almost hit Mick in the foot. 2-2. Yogi Berra on deck. Now the 2-2 delivery. Inside, low ball three. Full count, 3-2. Donovan has given up two hits, both of them to Maris. A double and a home run. And they're the only balls that have been hit hard off Donovan. We have a payoff pitch coming up to Mantle, and he lines one over second base into right field, a base hit. Jim King is up with it. So Mantle has himself a base hit. A third hit off Donovan, and here's Yogi Berra, who struck out swinging in the second inning. One ball game. moving very slow out on the mound. Mantle leading off first. Pitch to Yogi, a ground ball foul outside of first. Deck is Elston Howard. Ken Donovan set. Pitch to Yogi, hit high in the air to left center field. Keogh moving to his right. He's under it. And the center fielder takes it. That's two ways. We'll bring up Elston Howard, who bounced to third base in the second inning. Ellie has passed Norm Cash in the race for the American League batting crown. Howard now batting 364. Cash batting 362. They have not started their ball game playing at Minnesota. Twins defeated Detroit last night. Batty hitting two home runs. Ramos beat him 2-1. So the Yankees are now four full games ahead of the second place Tigers. Pitch to Howard. Strike call, a fastball just above the knee. A lot of kids here today. This is a good kid day at Griffith Stadium. Throw to first, and they safe. Boy, they almost had Mantle picked off. Mickey was going that time. And Jeff Donovan waited a little longer, seeing Mickey leaning away. He threw to first, and Mick had to dive back head first, and he just beat the tag by Bud Zippel. It was close. One strike on Howard. Boy, Mick was a long way off that tag. He's grinning over there at first base. And the stretch. Pitch is outside. It was a pitch out. At that time, Mantle was not going. 1-1 on Howard. Here's the stretch. So again, Mickey back easily this time. Donovan steps off the rubber. Howard steps out of the batter's box. Down is on deck. 2 men are out. There goes Mickey. What a jump he had. The throw to second is not in time. He's in there with a stolen base. Boy, Mantle broke from the barrier that time like a thoroughbred. He really shot out of the box. Mickey's 10th stolen base of the year. He's only been thrown out once in 11 attempts at stealing. That pitch was ball two. Two balls, one strike to Howard. A 1-1 ball game. Mantle leading off second. Pitch to Ellie. A ground ball to third. O'Connell's up with it. Goes to first base in time to get Howard. So the Yankees come up with one run on two hits. No center to errors. One man left to score at the end of 3.5. Yankees won and the Senators won.
Take a long and big back. Jolly, jolly, big back. Take a long and big back. A funky Valentine. You'll have one back in a beer. Big and a beer. So quickly reflecting any time. Valentine, Valentine. Oh, nice Valentine. Just right. It's a Christmas tree. Fresh Valentine. Happy on the hand. Holding Valentine.
Next time, take along a six-pack, a jolly six-pack of Valentine beer. It carries with ease, cools in a breeze, and best of all, it gives you six icy cold cans of the crisp refresher.
Take along a six-pack, jolly, jolly six-pack of ice cold Valentine beer.
Right now, let's pause for station identification.
1460 on your radio dial. Good sound broadcasting for 1961. This is WOKO Albany, New York. Time in 10 seconds, 2:34.
Jim King, right fielder. Beat out an infield single, got credit for an RBI on it. Driving in Chuck Hinton in the first inning. 1-for-1 for the left-hand hitter. Playing in place of Gene Woodling today. Gene getting a day off. Stafford into the windup. The pitch to King. Curve over the knee. Strike one call. Ollie Hensley coaching his third. George Case at first. Change up line to right center field, a base hit. Boy, he just reached out and hit that ball one-handed. It was a change of pace. He had taken his step, but still had enough power left with his arms to send it out to right center field for a base hit. The fourth hit off Stafford, second hit for King. And here's Marty Keogh, who struck out in the first inning with runners at first and third, and only one out. Big strikeout for Stafford at the time. Johnny Burr is the umpire at first. Charlie's very happy. His daughter gave birth to a little boy. There's a pitch inside. 4-1. There had been four girls born to the Berry children. And Charlie was waiting for that boy, and it finally arrived. Curve hit on the ground. Back to the pitcher. Stafford wheel throws to Kubek for one. Back to first. Double play. 1-6-3. Pitcher to short to first. That's the Yankees' 133rd double play of the year, and they lead the majors in that department. That's been one of the big assets for the Yankees this year, making that double play, getting the pitches out of the jam. Here's Bob Johnson, bounced to short in the first inning. Two out, nobody on, score tied 1-1. Here's a foul back, strike one. Ready. His serve is high and away. 1-1. Bob Johnson has certainly improved in his hitting when he was with Kansas City, though he didn't get to play regularly. He just couldn't swing at the ball. Now he's a pretty free swinger. And he checked his swing that time. Ball two, 2-1. That bat came near going all the way around. A lot of hitters who can't check their swing. Once they start, they've got to go through with it. Ready for the 2-1 delivery. Curve line to left field, a base hit. Boy, he hit that high curve ball like a bullet. Yogi's up with it. And Johnson's on with a line single to left. The fifth hit. The ball got by Richardson a little, but not far enough to allow Johnson to advance. So the double play was a big one for the Yankees again. Here's Chuck Cottier, called out on strikes in the second inning. Johnson leading off first. The pitch to Cottier, curve over, strike call. On deck, Pete Daly, the catcher. Well, we got those kids back with us again today, sitting in the next box. The throw to first, Johnson back. Again, Stafford set. Johnson's going. The ball is over for a strike. A throw to second. He's out. A perfect throw by Howard, and it had to be perfect because Johnson had a good jump. Howard to Richardson. For the Senators in bottom of the fourth, no runs on two hits, no Yankee errors, and nobody left. A double play, and Howard's throw on a potential steal wastes two Senator base hits in the bottom of the fourth. The score at the end of four, Yankees won, the Senators won. On the scoreboard in the American League, Kansas City at Chicago, Bob Shaw against Ray Herbert. Detroit at Minnesota, Funning against Lee. Los Angeles at Cleveland, 0-0 at the end of two. Duren against Grant. Boston at Baltimore tonight. In the National League, Cincinnati at San Francisco, and St. Louis at LA have not started. Chicago at Milwaukee is Caldwell against Henley, and Philadelphia at Pittsburgh, the Pirates lead 3-0 at the end of 5, Owens against Mizell. And now, friends.
Now, this is Bob Delaney, and we're on the go again with the rest of the ball game brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your neighborhood Atlantic dealer. The folks who keep your car on the go.
Well, the Yankees, the Moose will lead off. Collins struck out in the second inning. 1-1 score. Donovan into the windup. Hits the Scarin. High and tight, ball one. Lee Boyle on deck. Lined up by Donovan. Pitch is fouled. Back of the plate. Strike one, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 delivery to Scar. First foul, it hit the ground, bounced up, and hit Scar on the leg. It's a 1-ball, 2-strike count. Bob Stewart, the plate umpire, takes a look at the ball and keeps it in play. Two-strike delivery. Strike three, swinging. Went after the breaking pitch again. Didn't get it. Second time that Scarin's gone down on strike. And it's a third strikeout for Donovan. Brings up Cleet Boyle, who bounced to third base in the third inning. One out, nobody on. Wind up and the pitch to Boy, and he hits the dirt. Man, he went down in a hurry. Ball one. Quick reflexes, you need them in this game. Cleet taking a little time getting back in the batter's box. Yankees have won 9 straight ball games and 23 of their last 31. Here's the windup. Donovan's curve is low. Ball two, 2-0. Ready now for the 2-0 delivery. It's in there, strike call. 2-1. One out, nobody on. 1-1 ball game, top of the fifth. Big doubleheader here tomorrow at Griffith Stadium. Game starts at 1. We'll be on the air at 12:55. 2-1 pitch. Hit high in the air to left field. Chuck Henry. Playing him perfectly. Under it. And makes the catch. Two-way. Two out. That'll bring up Bill Stafford, who bounced the third in the third inning. It gets his bat from Bobby Richardson, who's on deck. Donovan, big slow windup he's using today. His pitch is in there, strike one call. The umpires are really perspiring. They have their blue uniforms on, jackets and pants, and underneath they all wear long underwear to absorb the perspiration. It just makes you warm thinking about it. a shirt and a tie on. Curve line to center field at base hit. Now Stafford drops a low curveball. Marty Keogh up with it. That's hit number four off Donovan. Brings up Bobby Richardson, who's 0 for 2. Fly to center, bounce to third. Two-way. They don't even offer Stafford a jacket today. Even with two out, O'Connell moves in at third base. Richardson beat out a bunt against him last night. Stretch by Donovan. The pitch to Richardson, a ground ball at second base. Hottier to Zipfel for the out. For the Yankees in the top of the fifth, no runs, one hit, no senator errors, one man left. And at the end of four and a half, it's Yankees one, Senators one.
Hey, that new power mower sure looked easy to operate, George.
Yeah. Wish our car performed half as well.
What's the trouble?
Oh, I don't like a vibrating machine. Stalls all over the place.
Sounds familiar. Your car the same way?
Used to be. Turned out the carburetor was full of dirt.
Oh? What did you do?
Cleaned it, of course.
Say, that must have been a big job.
Nothing to it. I just started using Atlantic Imperial gasoline.
What's that got to do with it?
Hey, where have you been? I thought everybody knew by now that Atlantic Imperial gasoline cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Atlantic Imperial. And it worked for you?
It worked for me.
Boy, I'll have to start using Atlantic Imperial gasoline right away. Meanwhile, back to the grass. That's one problem Atlantic Imperial can't solve.
They're taking their time getting out to the mound. Stafford's still loosening up. The expected pitches for tomorrow's doubleheader: Bud Daly and Jim Coates for the Yankees, and Monte Cassina and Benny Daniels for the Senators. Frank Prudente, the Yankee bat boy back in New York, is getting the thrill of his life. He's with the Yankees on this trip. Chuck Cottier leading off. Chuck was called out on strikes in the second inning. Now, this fellow ever could get where he'd hit just 250, he would be one of the outstanding ball players. He takes the curve low, ball one. He's as fine a feeling second baseman as we've seen in a long, long time. 1-0 pitch hit to straightaway center field. Mantle moving back. And makes the catch. That ball was hit fairly well. Dick went to deep center field, about 380 feet. That's that ball, one away. Here's Pete Daly, hit back to the box in the second inning. A 1-1 ball game in the bottom of the fifth. Tappet pitch to Daly, fouled back, strike one. Blown away, 1-1 to Daly. This stuff is 1-1 pitch. Curveball. It's strike two. He couldn't check his swing in time. Curve was blown away, but Daly went after it and couldn't hold back. Sidearm curve, hit to left field. Yogi moving back under it and takes it. Another ball that was hit hard. Both Mantle and Yogi made those catches in front of the wall. 2-2, and it'll bring up Dick Donovan. Donovan struck out swinging in the second inning. Donovan, who bats him left-handed. Dick has a double and a homer this year. 7 hits, 6 runs batted in. Hits to Donovan is a curve over strike ball. Ground ball hits slowly to first base. Donovan was right. Up with a clip to tap it covering for the out. So the Senators go down in order. In the bottom of the fifth, nothing across. The score at the end of 5. The Yankees 1 and the Senators 1. You fellas remember Jake Gibbs, or you folks out there who got that tremendous bonus to sign with the Yankees. Well, Jake hit 3 home runs for the Richmond Bees this past week. He's batting .265, but he's really starting to hit the ball. Tom Fresh is batting .324. He's a switch hitting shortstop. The son of Mike Fresh used to catch for the Chicago White Sox. And George Risley is a 29-year-old right-hand hitting third baseman for the Richmond Virginians. Leads the International League in batting with a .339 average. Yankee Farm Club boys are doing fine. Phil Lins has extended his Texas lead batting league to .350. The third baseman, Mike Matheson, is a 25-game batting streak. Take a quick look at the scoreboard in the American League. Kansas City 1, the White Sox nothing at the end of 1 half inning. Short at Minnesota, just getting underway. Los Angeles, Angels nothing. The Indians nothing at the end of 2. Boston at Baltimore tonight. The National League, Cincinnati at San Francisco as it started. St. Louis at L.A. tonight. Chicago nothing. Milwaukee batting in the bottom of the first. And the Pirates 3 and the Phillies nothing at the end of 5.5.
Ground ball to second base. Cottier is up with it. Goes to Zipfel, one away. Pitch one out. Here's Roger Maris, the guy who was really hurt. Dick Donovan today. Roger has doubled and homered. His 43rd of the year to put him one in back of Mickey Mantle. Side of the Senator infield. They have 3 over there. The shortstop, second baseman, and first baseman. O'Connell is playing in on the grass. And he doesn't move back until Maris has 2 strikes on him. There's a pitch, low ball 1. Then with 2 strikes on Maris, O'Connell moves back and plays deep shortstop. The left fielder way over, almost in straightaway center field. And center fielder and right fielder over shifted on Roger. 1-0 takes a ground foul outside of first. One and one on Maris. Man, look at Maris' uniform completely soaked through. A medal's on deck. Nobody on. 1-1 the score. Donovan winds up. The pitch is lined right at the shortstop who was playing second base. How do you like that? There's that overshift that paid off. Maris has hit 3 balls on the nose. A double, a homer, and then he gets robbed as the Senator infield overshifted on him. And he hit it right to the shortstop who was playing second base. If you can figure that out. A little too hot. Here's Mickey Mantle. Mickey, fly to right, single to right. He's stolen the base. It's 10th of the year. 2 outs. Nobody on. O'Connell still playing way in at third. They do not overshift on Mantle. Pitch to Mickey. Inside and low ball 1. Al Downing, the Yankee left-hander, is loosening up in the bullpen.
is he takes his toll on the pitchers more than any other ball player. Mickey takes the pitch high, ball two, 2-0. This is the top of the sixth inning. Here's Donovan's 2-0 pitch. It's low, ball three. Nothing on metal. Now the 3-0 delivery on its way. Mickey takes it for a strike, 3-1. He had to dive head first back into first base as Donovan tried to pick him off, and where the dirt stayed on his uniform, it's now mud with the perspiration mixed with it. 3-1 on Nettles. Here's the windup. 3-1 pitch. High ball four. Mantle walks, and that's the first base on balls given up by Donovan. It's the first base on balls given up by either pitcher in the ball game, and brings up Yogi Berra. Yoke struck out swinging, fly to center field. Two outs, score tied 1-1, top of the sixth. Just fell, holding Mantle at first. Mickey stole second last time he was on. Here's the stretch. That's the Yogi, inside, ball one. Again, Donovan sets. Go to first, Mantle back. Pitch to Yogi over, strike called, 1-1. That was kind of a quick pitch by Donovan that time. Didn't give Mantle too much time to take a big lead. First, and Mickey's back. Mick takes what you call a walking lead. He is walking, and if the pitcher starts to deliver while he's walking, he'll take off. If you wait long enough and make Mickey stop, he won't go. The pitch is top foul and back up there. That's going out of play. One ball, two strikes on Yogi. Two strikes on Yoke, two outs. Here's Donovan stretch. There goes Mantle. The ball is lined foul outside of first. Boy, Mick had a good jump. But Yogi had to protect the plate with two strikes on. Still one ball, two strikes on Yogi. Stretch. Pitch is a ground ball to the pitcher. Nice play by Donovan. It's throw to first, and Yogi's out. So the Yankees. Fine play by Donovan. It's 4 New York in the top of the sixth. No runs, no hits, no Senator errors, one man left. And at the end of 5.5 innings, Yankees won and the Senators won.
You know, most of us think of a car as something more than a way to get from place to place.
It's a real pleasure to slide in behind the wheel and be on our way. But it's surprising how easily this driving pleasure can be disrupted. You see, tiny specks of dirt get by the air cleaner of your carburetor and build up as deposits on the lower walls just below the throttle plate. Now, in time, they can cause rough idling, frequent stalling, and actual gasoline waste. Really take the fun out of driving. But you can put that fun right back in by using Atlantic Imperial regularly. This quality gasoline was especially designed to clean your carburetor as you drive. It dissolves those harmful dirt deposits generally after just a few thousand miles. And continued use keeps new deposits from forming. Every day, from New England to Florida, more and more car owners are finding out for themselves how Atlantic Imperial improves their car's performance. Use Atlantic Imperial in your car. It's the quality gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
For the Senators, it'll be the top of their batting order for their third look at Bill Stafford. Chuck Hinton, Danny O'Connell, and Bud Ziffel. Hinton singled and scored in the first inning, struck out in the third. Possible shower today. Here's a pitch to Hinton. Curve, low and away, ball one. Hinton is 6'1", 180 pounds, from Rocky Mount, North Carolina. He can fly. There's a strike, 1-1. He leads the Senators in stolen bases with 12 on the year. Change-up hit on the ground. Kubek, who is right up with it. The throw to Scarlin, one away. Tony fielded that one very gracefully. Few drops coming down here at Griffith Stadium. It is sprinkling lightly. But I'll tell you one thing, the players will not mind that. They like to look up, let it hit him in the face, run down their uniform. Rain feels good in a day like this. Here's Danny O'Connell. Danny takes the curve, low and away, ball one. Danny, single to left, pops it short. He has 97 base hits on the year, the most of any Senator batter. Foul back, 1-1. Danny has always been a real good hit-and-run man, a good bunter, and a good base runner. Nobody on. Stafford's change up his high ball to 2-1. Danny doesn't look it, but he's 6 feet tall and 180 pounds. Born in Paterson, New Jersey, lives in Bloomfield, New Jersey. There's a high foul down the right field line going back into the stands. Out of play. Had long talk with Danny's dad outside the ballpark today. He's down for the four-game series. Mr. O'Connell lives in Paterson, New Jersey, the Garden State. A 2-2 delivery. Low and away, ball three. Full count. Suddenly, Stafford decides he wants a new baseball. And he gets it from plate umpire Bob Stewart. They'll bring it up a little bit. Boy, early wind really had an article on the lively ball. In his favor, that was a riot. The playoff pitch to O'Connell, he fouls it out of play.
Well, he said that they've been talking about the pitchers being mean and that someday they're going to kill a batter. He says, how about those batters? So I'm going to write an article saying, who will be the first batter to kill a pitcher? It's not funny, actually, but the way Fairley Wynn wrote it, it's funny. He said, if and when he gets 300 wins, he's going to run before he gets hit hard. He can't enjoy it. The 3-2 pitch. Line to right field. Maris coming in, and he makes the catch. There's an example of how O'Connell can hit the right. That curve was low and away, and he just flicked at that ball and hit a liner. To Maris in right field. Two away. Here's Bud Zipfel. He sacrificed in the first inning, popped the third in the third inning. Two out, nobody on. 1-1 the score in the bottom of the sixth. Ball one. Zipfel, who hit a long home run in last night's ball game for the Senators, swings and misses strike one, 1-1. He had 21 homers with Houston in the American Association this year before the Senators called him up. He'll be all-league first baseman down there. The 1-1 curve is high and away, ball two, 2-1. Zipfel was in the Yankee organization last year. He was on the Yankee roster, and he was put up as one of the boys to be picked by either the New Washington Senators or the Los Angeles Angels, and they hated to lose him. Somebody grabbed him. There's a drive to deep right center. Mantle going to his left, and he's got it. Boy, that ball was hit hard. This ball has got power. That was a line drive to deep right center. But Mantle on his fourth got it. So the Senators get down in order. And the bottom of the sixth, nothing across the score at the end of sixth full innings. The Yankees won and the Senators won. And on the scoreboard, in the American League, Kansas City won, the White Sox won at the end of an inning and a half. Shaw against Herbert. Detroit 2, Minnesota nothing at the end of an inning and a half. Bunting against Lee. Norm Cash Holman in the second with one on. What a year he's had. The Angels won, the Indians nothing at the end of four. Duren against Grant. Big Ted Krasuski hit a homer with nobody on for the Angels. Boston is at Baltimore tonight. And the National League, Cincinnati at San Francisco has not started. St. Louis at L.A. tonight. Chicago at Milwaukee, it's nothing-nothing at the end of an inning and a half. Caldwell against Henley. And Philadelphia at Pittsburgh, the Pirates lead 3-0 at the end of seven. Owens against Mizell. For the Yankees, it'll be Howard, Scarron, and Boyer to face Donovan. Howard up twice, bounced to third base both times. Steps into the batter's box. Oh, there's a nice little cool breeze right now. Yankees have four hits off Donovan. Senators have five off Stafford. There's the first pitch to Howard. It's inside, ball one. Yankees scored on the homer by Maris in the fourth inning. The Senators scored in the first inning on two singles of sacrifice and then an infield single. One nothing pitch hit on the ground. O'Connell up with a nice play. Throws off balance in time for the out. A pretty play by Danny O'Connell, who not only made a tough chance on a bad bouncing ground ball, but threw off balance, falling to his left, in time to get Howard. So all three times, Ellie has bounced to Danny O'Connell at third. One away. Here's the Moose, who's been up twice, struck out clean both times. Donovan's pitch, inside, ball one. Sleep Boyer on deck. looping pitch. A ground ball hit to the shortstop. Johnson's got to hurry his throw in time to get out. Another nice play, this time by the center to shortstop on a slow bouncing ball hit by Scarron. So it's two up, two down. And here's Cleet Boyer. Bounce to third, fly to left field. The boy, a hit deep to left center. I believe that was going. And it's off the wall, about a foot from going in the seats, and Boyer's going to pull up a second with a double. That ball just hit high up on the wall in left center field, a long double for Cleet Boyer, the fifth hit off Donovan. And for Boyer, his 14th double of the year. Yankee hits off Donovan, two doubles, a homer, and two singles. Here's Bill Stafford, bounce to third and singles. Two out, a 1-1 ball game in the top of the seventh. Leading off second, stretched by Donovan. Hits to Stafford, high ball one. Donovan working very slow and easy. Here's the stretch. The pitch is popped in the air to short right field. The second baseman in right fielder after a king is under it, makes the catch in foul territory. And Donovan gets out of that spot for the Yankees in the top of the seventh. No runs, one hit, no Senator errors, one man left. And at the end of six and a half, it's the Yankees one and the Senators one.
Atlantic Imperial, the quality gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive, is now backed by the Clean Carburetor Test. We're so sure you'll agree that Atlantic Imperial gasoline improves your car's performance that we're inviting you to prove it without risking an extra penny. Here's how Atlantic's Clean Carburetor Test works. Use 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial and ask for a receipt with each purchase. If you're not completely satisfied that Atlantic Imperial gives you smoother idling, less stalling, and generally improves your car's performance, just mail the receipt to Atlantic. We'll pay the difference between the cost of 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial and regular gasoline. And that's all there is to it. You'll like the difference Atlantic Imperial makes, or we'll pay the difference. Start using Atlantic Imperial soon.
In the bottom of the seventh, Jim King will lead off. He's two for two, has driven in the one Senator run in this ball game. Single to deep short, single to right. Wally Hensley, coaching at third, just waves up. There's a drive deep to right, but foul, and again going out of the ballpark, deep down to right field. Last time up, King hit one foul right out of the park. And Tex Clevenger gets up in the Yankee bullpen. Jim King, a left-hand batter. Open stance. Rapids pitch is hit on the ground at second base. Richardson was right. Up with a throw to first. In time. Boy, they just did get him. As King can get down that line, and Richardson was playing him in the hole, how to go to his right for that ground ball. That's one away. Here's Marty Keogh, struck out, hit into a double play. And now Louis Arroyo gets up for the Yankees. Arroyo and Clevenger in the bullpen. Pitch to Keogh, foul back, strike one. For a new baseball. Wind up by Bell. Curve is hit high in the air to right field, down in the corner, and foul by about 2 feet deep in the right field corner. Nothing in two on Keogh. Hitter with an open stance. Tap is pitched, low ball one. This change of foul off the end of the bat. He just did get a piece of that. It was way out in front. Stafford into the windup. Best ball hit on the ground. Fair ball. Got to Stafford's leg, and Keogh's going to go to second. And Keogh goes into second base on a ground ball that went right through Stafford's leg. A hit. They give him a double. Who's got in front of that hard hit ground ball, but it skidded right between his legs. So it's a double to right field. A sixth hit for Stafford. First extra base hit off Bell. The other five have been singles. And it brings up Bob Johnson, who bounced a short and single to left arm, was thrown out attempting to steal. Howard motions in towards the Yankee dugout, points towards Bill Stafford, wants to know whether to put him on or not. They're going to walk Johnson. They're going to walk Johnson to pitch to Chuck Cotter. And this will be the first walk given up by Stafford, and it's an intentional pass. Joe Cooper and I were looking up the statistics on Stafford of how many had walked this year, and this will make only the 35th man that Stafford has walked this year in 124 innings. And Gene Woodling now is coming up to bat for Chuck Cotter. Gene Woodling batting for Chuck Cotter. Gene batting 296. Has 11 doubles, 3 triples, 9 homers, and 51 runs batted in. One away, runners at first and second. 1-1 ball game in the bottom of the seventh. Johnson at first. Marty Keogh at second. The pitch to Woodling. Serve over. Strike one call. There's a stretch. change up is low, 1-1. Ready for the 1-1 delivery. Fastball swung and missed, strike two. Tapped it through the fastball right by Gene. Fastball line to left field. It's a big hit. And Keo held up, and now he can't come in and score. Raleigh Hensley was waving Keo in all the way, but Marty thought the ball was going to be caught by Yogi and held up. And the bases are loaded as Woodland pinch hits a line single to left field. And here comes Ralph out. Out of the Yankee dugout. Situation like this. He's looking out towards the bullpen. He has not made a decision as yet. And he calls for Arroyo. He wants a little left-hander. So that'll be all for Bill Stafford. Stafford has now gone 6 1/3 innings. He's allowed 7 base hits. He's walked just one man, struck out 4, and allowed 1 run. All 3 men on base will be charged to Stafford should say they score. And Arroyo is coming in another gem, but one that he's familiar with and used to in this season with the Yankees. And he'll be pitching to Pete Daly. Mickey Vernon switches and puts in a pinch hitter. Stafford leaves. This is a tough day for pitchers, believe me. So Marty Keogh, who was on second base when Woodling hit that line single to left, was not watching third base coach Raleigh Hensley. He was watching Yogi. And he got halfway to third and then stopped dead in his tracks. Hemsley was waving him all the way. Then Theo started to run. By the time he got to third, Yogi had the ball, so Hemsley had to hold him up. And we've got somebody running in from the Washington Senator bullpen. It looks like Coot Veal, who will run for Gene Woodling and then stay in and play second base. So Veal will run for Woodling. Veal will stay in and play second base. Louis Arroyo starts limbering up after taking a long walk in from the bullpen. And wait a minute, it looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter. Willie Tasby. Is that Tasby coming out? No, that's Chuck Hinton coming out, but Mickey Vernon just signaled he wanted somebody from the bullpen. It looks like Gene Green, who leads the Senators in hitting, running in from the bullpen. Double stick there. That's who it is. Gene Green is being called in. And Mickey Vernon is calling Pete Daly back. So both managers pulling all the stops out, putting in pinch hitters, pinch runners, relief pitchers. This has been quite a ball game. It's 1-1 up to this point. But with one out in the bottom of the seventh, the Senators have the bases loaded. And now Gene Green is coming out to bat. Green is batting .305, has 14 doubles, 2 triples, 15 homers, 48 runs batted in. Appearance of the year. He's won 10 and lost 3. Gene Green steps into the batter's box.
with Coopfield at first, Bob Johnson at second, Marty Steele at third. One out, and the Yankee infield, having Scarlin in at first, Boyer in at third, and Kubik at Richardson playing back. So Louis Arroyo out on the mound, who has thrown so many double play balls this year, tried to do it again. Here's the windup by Louis. Mr. Green is swinging a miss, strike one. And he had a cut at that one. Royal goes to the rosin bag. Green, a right-hand batter, stands deep in the box. Here's the windup by Loy. Pitch, pitch, deep to left field. Way back there, and that ball is a grand slam. Home run. Holy cow. Home run hit off Arroyo this year. One out, Senators five, Yankees one. The pitch is hit in the air to left field. Yogi Berra moving under it. And Yogi takes it for the out. So Mickey Vernon made the right move that time as he outspots Ralph Houck, the Yankee skipper. Here's Chuck Hinton. Singleton scored, struck out, bounced to short. Two away. What a dramatic pinch hit home run that was here at Griffith Stadium. Really shook up this crowd. Pitch to Hinton. He's bunted down straight to the safe bag. The base hit easy. Boy, it can only let it roll. And it hits the bag. A perfect shot. With two out, Boy, I was not expecting it to play in deep. And in lay down a beauty. It rolled about 3 inches inside the foul line all the way to third base and gently touched the bag. Second hit off Arroyo. Hitting the second hit of the ball game. Here's Danny O'Connell. Single pops a short line to right. There are two away. Pitch is hit on the ground and Kubek is up with it. Throw to first base in time to get O'Connell. But the Senators come up with four runs on three base hits. No Yankee errors, one man left. Check that, four base hits. One, two, three. Four base hits that inning. One man left in the score at the end of seven. The Senators five and the Yankees one.
Fans, next time you're on the go, try Atlantic Imperial. It's the quality gasoline backed by the clean carburetor test. Ask your Atlantic dealer for all the details. Let's pause for station identification. This is the home of Champions Network.
1460 on the radio dial. Good sound broadcasting for 1961. This is WOKO Albany, New York. The time is 3:30.
Scoreboard in the American League. Kansas City won the White Sox one at the end of three. Shaw against Herbert. Detroit 2, Minnesota 2 at the end of 2.5. Bunning against Lee. Cash Holman in the second with one on. Los Angeles 1, Cleveland nothing at the end of 5.5. Duren against Grant. Lazuski homered in the fourth.
Boston at Baltimore tonight. In the National League, Cincinnati at San Francisco starts later on. St. Louis at L.A. tonight. Pittsburgh leads Philadelphia 4-0 at the end of 8. Perretti against Mizell. And the Cubs won Milwaukee 1 at the end of 2.5. Cardwell against Henley. Coot Field will play shortstop instead of second base. And Bob Johnson moves from shortstop over to second base. And Gene Green doing the catching. A battery for the Senators, the heroes in today's game so far. Donovan pitching, Green catching. Bobby Richardson leads off. Bobby's 0 for 3. Fly to center, bounce to third, bounce to second. The pitch is in there, strike call. This is the top of the eighth. And the top of the Yankee batting order up there. Fastball hit on the ground, one hop to O'Connell. Throws the zip fell, one away. Danny's had a pretty busy day down there. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 assists for O'Connell in this ball game. Here's Tony Kubek, 0 for 3. Hit back to the box, bunted in front of the plate, thrown out by the catcher, and bounced to second. One out, nobody on. 5-1, Senators leading. Donovan's fastball is over, strike call. And O'Connell yelling for Chuck Hinton to come on in left field. He's playing too deep. He's still waving him in. Hinton doesn't believe him. One strike pitch is lined out to left center field, but Keogh is there, makes the catch. That's two away. It would have been embarrassing for Danny had Kubek hit one over Hinton's head. All right, two out. Here's Roger Maris, who has doubled, homered his 43rd of the year, and line is short. Two out. Pitch to Maris, over, strike called. Donovan's next pitch is just outside, 1-1. One strike, two out, nobody on. Pitch is foul. Boy, he had a good cut at that one. Back out of play. One ball, two strikes. By Donovan. Change up, hit in the ground. The first baseman just fell up with it. Looks to Donovan covering in time. They just did get Maris. And I don't know whether he stepped on Donovan's foot or not. It was close at first, but they got him. And so for the Yankees in the top of the eighth, nothing across the score at the end of 7.5. Washington 5 and the Yankees 1.
You know, 1,000th of an inch doesn't sound like much, but actually, dirt deposits just that thick on the lower walls of your carburetor below the throttle plate can affect the performance of your car and your car's engine. It can cause rough idling, frequent stalling, and gasoline waste. That's why every day more and more people are using Atlantic Imperial gasoline. They've found that regular use of Atlantic Imperial gets rid of these harmful deposits. And what's more,
Atlantic Imperial's cleaning action keeps new deposits from forming. Use Atlantic Imperial in your car. It's the quality gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Official paid attendance today, 15,870. The total, including the youngsters who were let in free today, 20,273. My Bud Zifel will lead off. Louis Arroyo's pitch is over. Strike one call. Zifel has sacrificed, popped to third, and lined deep to right center field. 5-1, the Senators lead. Curve, low and away, 1-1. Lined up by Lloyd. Fastball. Swung at foul tip held by Howard. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Pitch is strike three, swinging. Arroyo's first strikeout. That brings up Jim King, who is 2-for-3, two singles and bounced to second base. He's driven in one run. Here's Arroyo's pitch to King. It's blown away, ball one. On deck is Marty Keogh. Arroyo's pitch is over. Strike called. 1-1. We've got the roof pounders back with us again. Have a tin roof above us. Really makes a racket when the kids hit it. 1-1 pitch. A ground ball to first, foul. Dowering up with us. One ball, two strikes, and one out. Louis facing three left-hand hitters this inning. Zippel, King, and then Keogh is on deck. There's a pitch outside. Counts even at 2-2. Cupid, a fly ball to short right field. That's going to be trouble. And it drops in for a base hit. A little Texas league at a short right field drop just between Richardson and Maris. Third hit off Arroyo. That'll bring up Marty Keogh, who started the Senators' big rally in the seventh inning when he doubled through Scourin in a right field. Keogh has struck out and hit into a double play before doubling. On deck is Bob Johnson. Cowan holding first against Jim King. Senators leading 5-1 here in the bottom of the eighth. Hits to Keogh. It's popped in the air. Tony Kubek and Richardson there, and Kubek makes the catch. Richardson right alongside him. That's two-way, and here's Bob Johnson. Johnson bounced to short, single to left, was thrown out attempting to steal, and then was given an intentional pass in the seventh inning. That set up the spot for Woodling to pinch hit, and Woodling came through with a clutch single left to load him up, and then Gene Green pinch hit and hit a grand slammer. Two out, runner at first. Pitch to Johnson. Foul in the upper deck. Strike one. A baseball stuck in a screen, the fan got an easy souvenir in the upper deck. The stretch and the pitch is fouled, tipped back, strike two. Nothing in two. Johnson likes those high pitches. Right hand hitter. Ready now for the two strike pitch. Here it is, and it's high, a little too high this time, ball one. King leading off first. Royals pitch inside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. There's the stretch. Pitch is hit on the ground. Foul outside of third. Backhanded by Boyle. Boyle goes to the rosin bag. Field is on deck. He is hitting in the spot vacated by Chuck Cottier, who was taken out for pinch hitter. Again, a 2-2 pitch. Foul down the right field line, back into the seats out of play. Jim King leading off first base. A stretch by Arroyo. His pitch is fouled again out of play, this time over the center's dugout. Louis making good pitches, but Johnson's fouling them off. All right, again, Arroyo stretches. His pitch is hit on the ground. Kubek to his right, up with it, throws to second for the fourth on King coming in. For the Senators in the bottom of the eighth, no runs, one hit, no Yankee errors. One man left. And at the end of eight full innings, it's the Senators 5 and the Yankees 1. Take a final look at the scoreboard. In the American League, it's the White Sox 2, Kansas City 1 at the end of 4. Shaw against Herbert. Minnie Minoso homered in the fourth with nobody on. Detroit 2 and Minnesota 2 at the end of 3. Bunning against Lee. Norm Cash homered in the second with one on for the Tigers. Los Angeles Angels 1, Cleveland nothing at the end of 7. Ryan Duren against Mudcat Grant. Ted Suzuki homered in the fourth for the only score in that ball game. Boston at Baltimore tonight. In the National League, Cincinnati at San Francisco starting later on. St. Louis at L.A. tonight. The Cubs 1 playing at Milwaukee. The Braves have won. It's 1-1 at the end of 3. Caldwell against Henley. And Pittsburgh shut out Philadelphia 4-0. Mizell spun a 5-hitter. Owens the loser, relieved by Ferretti. Oh, those poor Phillies. They have broken their club losing streak, I know. It's something like 16 or 17 right now that they've lost in a row. Well, the Yankees in the top of the ninth have Mantle, Serra, and Howard to face Dick Donovan. They trail 5-1. Mickey Mantle, fly to right, single to right, stole a base, his 10th of the year, and then he walked. 1-2, Mick. Sheldon is loosening up in the Yankee bullpen. Here's the windup. And the pitch popped in the air in fair territory this time. Danny O'Connell calling for it. The second base, all three infielders converging, and Bob Johnson, the second baseman, makes the catch. O'Connell at third, Deal at short, and Johnson at second were all yelling for it. It was just over the pitcher's box. And Bob Johnson, I guess, can yell the loudest as he took it.
One away. And here's Yogi Berra. Yogi 0 for 3, struck out, fly to center, hit back to the box. Get out, the top of the ninth. Pitch to Berra. High ball one. A 1-0 delivery. Here's a ground ball at second base. Johnson up with it. Throws the zip, fell two away. Two out, and here's Elston Howard. Howard's 0 for 3, bounced the third all three times that he's been up there. To Howard, a swing and a miss, strike one. Pitch to Howard, curve low, 1-1. Nobody on. A 1-1 count on Howard. A ground ball hit the third. O'Connell coming in up with it. Throws to Zipfel in time for the out. And the ball game is over. As Elston Howard bounces out to third for the fourth time in the ball game. Nothing across for the Yankees. And the Senators win it and even up the series at one game apiece, winning this game 5-1 in back of Dick Donovan. Right now, how about life?
A clean carburetor can increase your driving pleasure. Now Atlantic Imperial Gasoline actually cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean, too.
Run, 10 hits, no errors, 4 men left. For the Yankees, 1 run, 5 hits, no errors, and 5 men left. The winning pitcher is Dick Donovan, who is now 1-8 and lost 8. And Donovan has won his last 5 games in a row, all complete games. One being a shutout and allowing only one earned run in each of the other 4, including this one. A tremendous earned run average over his last 5 games. Less than one run per game for Donovan. So it was Dick Donovan all the way for the Senators. And Gene Green, who came on in the 7th inning to pinch hit a grand slam home run. The Yankees scored their 1 run in the 4th inning as Roger Maris got his second base hit of the day, a double in the first. For Maris, it was his 43rd home run of the year in the 4th inning over the right field wall, giving him 105 runs batted in. That was all the scoring for the Yankees, and they only got 5 base hits. And for the Senators, they scored 1 run in the 1st inning on 2 singles, a sacrifice and an infield single. And then the big 4 in the 7th inning, when with 1 out, Keogh doubled, Johnson walked intentionally, Woodling pinch hit a single, and Gene Green pinch hitting hit a home run.
Well, that winds up another Atlantic Baseball broadcast, but tune in for more baseball listening tomorrow when the Yankees in Washington play a doubleheader. We'll be on the air. I'll have Packy check me on this at 12:55. Is that correct? 12:55 tomorrow. For now, this is Bob Delaney speaking for Mr. McFarland, saying that's all for now from P. Valentine & Sons, brewers of the crisp refresher Valentine beer. Enjoy sunny, mellow Valentine beer along with baseball. And the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer who offer you Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean. Final score again, Washington 5, the Yankees 1.